As you know, New Orleans itself hasn't been affected in this area, but there has been heavy damage along the West Louisiana coast around the Lake Charles area, around where the storm hit the mainland. It seems that the little town of Cameron has been the most heavily affected. At this moment, the Coast Guard is out looking for either survivors or victims of the storm. They've commandeered all boats in that area, and until they come in and make their report, there will be no actual knowledge of just how heavy the drowning loss was. We do know that there have been 48 deaths so far. We expect to bring 1,000 of the survivors from Cameron into Lake Charles tonight and put them in a shelter. Last night in Lake Charles, there were 3,000 people who remained overnight. And during the storm, we had 20,000 people in Lake Charles alone in Red Cross shelters. Other parishes have been affected too. There were 2,000 people who were affected by the water and the wind in Acadia Parish. 6,000 of them were in shelters. In the little place, Vermilion Parish, 1,000 of them were in shelters. And by and large, it's the water that's backed up and came along with the wind that caused the damage. Red Cross, we hate to see that flood damage. That's the hardest kind.
Betty, we want to get something clear. As far as the fatalities that you have reported from Cameron, the reports that 200 to 300 are dead, what do you say about that?
That's a rumor. That has not been confirmed by either Red Cross or the government agencies working with Red Cross.
We are also told the town of Cameron has a population of 950 people. Is that correct?
That's about right, around 1,000. So this one story, I think, is we had 3,000.
Yeah.
Sounds a little impossible.
Mm-hmm. There's one other thing now that we were told also, and we've had reports that only one building is left standing in the town. That is a church. Can you hear about that?
We haven't had a confirmation of that. We expect to have all that, as I said. We have a man who just flew in there, flew over into Lake Charles, is going in there by boat.